Forgot to unmute ourselves. Nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's up, party people?
Man, what's up, party people? Talk about a day. Talk about a day.
Yeah. So I'm so happy now. My Dodgers got two runs in with.
Oh, just
outs.
Like that?
Just like that because the bases were loaded. And then, yeah, we got two. We got a man
like
on first.
That.
Just like that. So it's 2-5. We still got this. We got a chance. We got a chance. This game's not over.
It's not over till the fat lady sings.
Sure is. It's not over. Yes.
Well, my Bulls won, so you know I had to represent because we were officially undefeated for 2021.
Right. Hey,
I gotta love take that. It how I can get it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, gotta love like, that. Gotta love that.
It's all I can do at this point.
Right, right.
You know, with the season started, I might become an NBA fan sooner this season than most because clearly my NFL squad is underperforming.
And yeah.
My college team is underperforming. So it might be a Bulls season early for me.
They're just not doing right by you right now. That's all.
They ain't doing nothing right by me. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. It and I got to do what I got to do, though.
But you need to ride with your team, good or bad.
Listen, that's the thing. Like, I've been a Seahawks fan. I've never been rooting for any other team. That's been my team. The Bulls have always been my team. We've had numerous bad years. So, you know. Yeah. I can't, I'm not going to ever veer off, but I can definitely be disappointed. And I have been.
For sure.
Yeah. I did want to play a quick video though, because yesterday was the beginning of the NBA season. So we had this cool little video that I think it was a Bleacher Report I posted up, but it kind of gave us a quick little 1-minute tutorial of what's happened since last year. And if there's a couple of players maybe that were realizing are on a team, like I didn't realize Iggy was back on the Warriors.
Oh yeah. He's back.
I was like, wait a minute, how did I miss this one? So if you need to catch up a little, join in and watch this.
With the first pick in the 2021 NBA drafted Cade Cunningham.
Shout out to everybody that won this gold. This skill is unmatched. You dig?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I'm able to play at this level for, you know, the next however many years because I don't plan on slowing down.
New York. Nice lead pass for Caruso, back to DeRozan!
I said the last time I spoke to you guys, you know, it hasn't come for me. But it's not true.
Yeah, it's so back in full effect.
It's back in full effect.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's what's going on. That's what's going on now. So,
and just so you know, those Knicks are balling out right now. I was a little worried about them because I got them on my 16 parlay. But
well, like I put them on my 14 parlay because apparently what I didn't realize, and this is what I read up on too, is that the Knicks have covered the spread 46 out of, I think, more than half the time. It was 46, 20 something one on if they covered the spread for last season. So put the money on the Knicks, like 7 times out of 10, they're going to cover it. It seems.
Well,
like,
I hope so. Cause I placed my bet back on Sunday and it was a -1. It's -2 now. And the score is 106-109 Knicks. With 48 seconds left. So I need them to cover ASAP. Because if that, then my ticket's just busted. That's one of my teams on there. Yeah, everybody else has done the right thing. But I need them to do right,
too. Yeah, I had the Bulls, the Knicks. I took Seattle Sounders, which, because they weren't favored. It was like +260 for them. So I was like, I'll take them. They're at home. I don't see why they wouldn't win unless there were some injuries that I wasn't abreast to. But,
I had the Lakers on my ticket last night and I had to do a new ticket today, of course, because they were part of that. It was a 17 parlay originally. Just dropped it to 6.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, because I have not only the Knicks, I have the Suns, the Trailblazers, the Utah Jazz, and then I threw some football on there. So I got the Rams and the Raiders on there, too.
Dang Jazz, man. I just got back from a weekend with some family members for a wedding, and, you know, they're all from the Idaho, Utah, you know, so they're all Jazz fans. They all, my uncle told me I needed to put money on the Jazz to win the championship, which I really am neglecting to do. Hey, but who knows? Maybe that will.
He doesn't want you to put it for him. He wants you to do it. He don't want it. He don't believe in it enough for you to do
it. If I put $5 on it, and if I win, he's gonna be like, "Well, where's my money?"
Exactly. I'd have been like, "Just shoot me $5. I'll make you a ticket." But I can't trust that.
Let me get that money.
I can't trust that. I'm having to play Super Bowl bets for friends. People are really thinking the Bills are gonna be in this Super Bowl contention, and I'm like, well, I'm kind of looking
after Monday night's football performance.
Right.
We
got to talk about it. That's why I was like, are you sure? But I'm not going to ask any questions anymore on it. Forget it. I'm not.
We'll go with some hot topics to start with tonight. We'll just keep moving because there's so much to go over. We've got all sports going on right now, which is like the best time of the year. Tonight Philly season opener. The 76ers are without Ben Simmons because he was tossed out of practice yesterday on Tuesday and suspended for the season opener. So, I mean, I don't think anyone realized this was, you know, something that couldn't happen. I think Ben doesn't want to be there, and he was kind of lackadaisical and just basically like being a warm body at practice, and Doc or the team wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, they pretty much he was participating in drills, but he wasn't really given his 100. First, he showed up in sweats with a cell phone allegedly in his pocket. He had something in his pocket. He wasn't even dressed ready for
practice. What was in the sweat? I mean, it's sweat season, people. Now we don't know what's in the pocket.
We don't. But it looked like it was a cell phone or something because it was sticking out of the pocket. So that's what it looked like. Could have been a box of chips. Could have been Tic Tacs. I don't know. The man came to practice not prepared. So it's kind of like I'm showing up just to show up, but not really show out like I should. And hilarious. So now we're in a precarious situation because remember, Philly was trying to trade him for James Harden last season, which is not like an insult by any means.
No.
You know, it happens. I mean, this is a business, and he took it a certain type of way, and he thought his level of petty could get him, you know, out of these practices. And Doc wasn't having it, and Joel Embiid's not having it. So now you're in this environment where now you're toxic with your teammates if you play a game, but also with the coach. Like, he has to do some damage control because you doing those type of actions of non-professionalism, it lowers your trade value. Like, who wants you if you're going to be a man-child?
Well, not only that, and then you're making the scene for the rest of the team as it's opening night. All media wants to know is about Ben, when really they should be worried about the team and how they're going to perform in the game coming out. So even Embiid was like, I don't care about that, man.
That's a problem. That's what I said. So your trade value is you're not playing.
How's the on-court chemistry going to be?
You're getting that report card that says you do not play well with others.
Yeah.
That's a red flag. Anytime you get these citizenship, you know, you used to get the citizenship. Does not play well with others. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, it's crazy. So he's got to do some damage control. I hope his PR team is on it to try to say, you know what? Because all he had to do was literally shut up, go practice, pretend or act as if
you
care. Because then it's like, okay, he's given it all. We could still see trading him in the future. It seems like it didn't bother him, but it bothered him.
What employer wants a person that's not showing up to the job? You know what I mean? Right. Like, now you're getting the bad
reviews. You don't get along with your teammates when you don't get your way.
No. Shout out to Bill Logan, who's tuning in. Jose, we thank you. He's got some swag for us, he says. So excited to see you. And yes. Wow, no endorsements. Yeah, he definitely needs to get that together. But honestly, I don't even think he cares anymore. I think he just showed up for the paycheck, really, and now he's going to still miss out because he's not playing in the first game.
So. Well, he's got a fine, too, he's paying on, too, which is probably not much. But it's like, dude, have some level of professionalism. We don't like – sometimes, some days, I don't like coming to work. But I still have to act as if I'm in it. You know what I mean?
Today was one of those days for me. I just, you know, I didn't feel like
I have it. We all have
those days, but we show up because guess what? It's still going to be, whether it be a resume, a new employer who's interested in us at some point. Like, we're not going to have these these ways of being. So.
Right. You're going to never know.
It's just a lot.
It's just called having work integrity, work ethics. I have that.
But what's that? Just young kids still don't quite realize, you know, what's going on. But hey, you know, to each their own. Hopefully he gets it together. Hopefully they find him a home. Hopefully they get him a trade. Because if he wants out, let him out. I mean, hopefully, but they want to get something in return too. They don't want just pennies and scraps. So.
Well, his trade value, though, like maybe I said, is going to be so less. But the thing of it is he's going to get for nothing. So that you're ruining yourself. You're not even putting your worth out there because you're not even showing what you can do to add to your trade value. Like you're really depreciating your trade value. So whatever, kid. Do you, boo. Figure it out.
Oh, yeah. And other hot topics. So, you know, I'm a Husky. But the Washington State Cougars football head coach, Mr. Nick Rolovich, got fired for not being vaccinated.
Yeah. Didn't LSU's coach get that too?
No, he just got fired, period, or resigned, fired LSU. Okay. I think just because the season. He's going to coach out the rest of the season, but is not going to be returning to LSU, I think,
in the program. But your Cougars have cooged it.
The Cougars have cooged it once again.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I didn't know that not being vaccinated in college football was a reason for being terminated. Like I didn't hear like you had to be. I don't know if Pullman, Washington has a vaccination thing kind of like New York or in Golden State like we have with the NBA. But it seems odd that it's been the only coach so far to have that happen.
Right.
But I guess he's going to be suing. So we'll see how that goes. Although, you know, throughout all the Husky blogs and the Husky threads I've seen, everybody's laughing. All the memes are being posted about the coach. And, you know, it's just one extra shot to take at them, even though we're not doing great ourselves. But, hey, it is what it is.
What does that mean for their season then? Because you literally lost your coach. Like, what does that look like?
Well, maybe you could help him out there. I mean, you know, you guys lost your coach. You guys already have won your first game off that. Maybe this will be a blessing for the Cougars in disguise.
Yeah.
You know.
You never know. But I would like to see the rest of the story and see how it pans out, especially with litigation and trying to sue, how that, what grounds and all that.
I'm
very interested in the details.
There's got to be something in there has to be some written thing that allowed them to fire him with that excuse. So I'm only assuming. Who knows?
That was interesting.
Obviously we've talked about Deshaun Watson before, and I listened and asked some questions to Natasha Gransbury and her little Pick'ems podcast last week. But news came out again that Deshaun Watson could possibly get traded to Miami, which has been kind of the overall place that he may land. But it could happen as early as like this week or next week, like the trade deadline's in 13 days, and it sounds like it possibly still could happen. So maybe he won't be in Texas forever.
Poor Tua. Tua probably saw that thing and was like,
what?
They didn't give me a chance.
But so is Deshaun playing right away? Can he play? I mean, we all know that after talking to Natasha, he can't. The court hearings aren't even going to be until February, I think, once the season's over. So I'm guessing he could play, just that the Texans weren't playing him. Otherwise, why trade for somebody if they're not really?
Well, I think they're going to play him. But like I said, it sucks again for the Tua situation.
Yeah.
Because he's gone. So now you're going to Texas. You didn't give this kid a chance.
I said he was solid last
year. Yeah, he was. It's like, you know, and Twitter's on fire about this whole thing. That's why I said people are like, Tua is just finding this out. Like, what did I do?
We need Mike Dixon on the show. We need to talk to our resident Dolphins fan.
I mean, he did solid last week, but they're still 1-5. Tua Texas 1-5. So, yeah. I mean, Deshaun Watson is still that guy. He is one of the elite quarterbacks. I mean, I cannot blame them for taking this guy if you're wanting to do better this season than 1-5. I mean,
how could you not?
How could you not? So if he starts as early as week 7, that should be very interesting. As opposed to week 8, my guess is probably a week 8 situation.
I don't see it happening this weekend. Yeah, I don't think it happens soon. And if that, I mean, do we know how much he's been practicing? I don't know how much he's been practicing in practice, how much he's in plays. Who knows? But we should see. Shout out to Heather.
Hey, Heather. Sorry, I had to beat your fantasy this week. I'm so sorry. She tried it.
Speaking of fantasy football, listen. It is a stressful week. I don't know about everybody else out there, but for me, between injuries and the six-team set week seven bye week, it's like I literally have enough people, just enough to put in my lineup, and the rest are either on bye or on IR. That's it.
Yeah.
On both my teams.
Or out. Or doubtful. Like, they just change statuses daily. Like,
everybody turned questionable today, I think. Right. And then hopefully it burns off by the weekend. But I mean, it's a sad, sad week for football. Hopefully when you draft, you're realizing what, which bye weeks your teams had, because we've got, like I said, six teams that have bye weeks this week. And
And the good thing is I was strategic on it because I hit that waiver wire early. So I don't think I only have one team on a bye week and everybody's active to play and ready to go.
Oh,
so I'm looking good at
you.
Both of my fantasies right now.
Good.
I'm looking really good. Because when you draft, you have to look at that. You cannot get the same paying player.
But while you're flipping and flopping or trading or moving around, you don't realize what you've been trading in and out for. So luckily, I mean, I'm good right now in the ladies league. I'm 4-2. I've been turning it around.
Yeah,
my guys league, this belt is at risk right now because I'm now 2-4. I've been having some hardships. And here's the deal. I think in both those leagues, like I mentioned at the beginning of the season, we were doing our draft. Running backs are like a unicorn. If you don't catch you like 3-4 running backs in that first few rounds, it's dismal. Because right now when I'm looking at running backs, there's like nothing available.
There's nothing out there.
Everybody that's available is like a third string and or is injured. And so there's nothing out there.
Shout out to me having Ja'Marr Chase and Derrick Henry on my fantasy for running backs because they are solid.
Derrick Henry, man.
Yes. He brought me points, and that was probably pushed the tip of me beating Heather this week, which was, you know, I'm sorry, girl, but he balled out. He balled out. So the Knicks and Celtics game is 116-116. End of regulation. Now it's overtime. Yes.
They had it in the
bag. I need the Knicks to close this out, please. You guys
and
don't want me to get
home.
Money.
We got Madison Square Garden full of fans. Like, how do you not?
They're not giving up. And there's no Al Horford. No Al Horford for the Celtics right now. But Dennis Schroeder has actually showed up for this team, and he's actually doing very effective with them. I need these Knicks. Derrick Rose, I know you're on the other side a little bit, but I need you to do a couple jump shots just for your girl. Please.
Doing some.
All the celebrities are in the building pretty much as far as East Coast celebrities go. So
yeah. Michael J. Fox, the steady Knicks fan, he was in the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman, Spike was there, of course. A couple artists are there. Like, I need y'all to do this for New York, you know?
You got to. Heather chimed in about the fantasy, and she, of course, playing musical chairs. It's crazy. I can't believe it. Luckily, you're welcome for whoever I've commissioned for, is that I've made two IR spots.
Because
of COVID, last year I thought, well, let's make some spots because if they're on the COVID list, they can go on IR. But this year with the injuries, I mean, I feel sorry for the Browns. Can we talk about Thursday Night Football real quick before we even get to our pick'ems later? Denver at Cleveland. Cleveland has no Baker Mayfield, no Kareem Hunt, no Nick Chubb. There's a linebacker and I think an offensive lineman also not playing on Thursday.
I've stressed this many a times of how I'm not a fan of Baker Mayfield's, okay?
Yeah,
I've stressed this too many times. I go off of his O-line. You have nobody now. You have OBJ. And then you're out.
And he may not even play.
And he may not even play. But I like the Browns specifically for those names you named. Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. I like it for that. Not him. Not him at all.
Well, I like their tight end too. Njoku.
Oh, yeah. Njoku. I like him, I think he's still available, isn't he? He's not hurt. So you got Njoku and suspect.
Not available to pick up, that's for sure.
Oh, no.
And this Sunday is National Tight Ends Day, if you didn't know already.
Oh, okay.
So apparently a lot of these tight ends are trying to gun it on Sunday.
Well, let's hope they do. But the Browns are done for a minute.
Yeah.
And the Browns, honestly, if they don't have those guys, it's not going to be looking good. And I feel bad, but I'm not picking the Browns going forward because you guys have disappointed me the last 2 weeks. And I'm just like, I'm done. Like, this is ridiculous. And it's mostly because he has no one on his O-line to score for him. And then his line gets busted up and he's not protected. So now he's out because of his shoulder. You don't scramble fast enough in the pocket to get out of situations. You just fall and get hurt.
And then the dominoes fall.
Can't stand it. I told you this guy. Freaking guy.
It's too, too much. I don't even know. I don't even know.
Don't pick them. I'm telling you, it's Broncos this week. I'd be very shocked if they do win. Who's the backup that's coming in for Baker?
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum, yeah. He might do, and he might do very well. You never know.
But I mean, Denver still looked all right against you guys. They were scoring. They got 24. You know, I mean, they did okay. It's just,
and they have a good, they have a decent defense too. So it's not like, and I'm feeling like the defense is really going to be the match for Cleveland to give them a competition that way.
Speaking of the defense, Mr. Myles Garrett, he has his sleeveless sleeveless Garrett or sleeveless Miles posts for Mondays. He's now been randomly drug tested again after each one of those posts. So he's had two. And now he says that he's no longer making those posts anymore. He's over it. Sleeveless Miles. That's sleeveless Miles Mondays. And he's like, nah, I'm good. I'm over this. This is some BS. Y'all get that. Is. But it he got really some nice arms. As an arm connoisseur,
I will say. He does. Too bad he doesn't want to show them.
Yeah, now he can't. You know, now he has to wait for the game. So, I mean, crazy. He's like the wonder over there. But, also yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks, they got their championship ring. They got their banner raised. In all of my years watching basketball or in NFL or any major league sport, when they have a ring, I have yet to see the bling and the ability to wear your ring as a pendant on a chain.
Yeah, let's show everybody. Shout out to Jason Beverly Hills for that one. That was very innovative to have a
sick pendant. And I feel like this is going to be like everybody else from that, because we first saw the Tampa Bay Bucks championship ring had you could take the top off.
Right.
Now this one does that too, but now they made it. So I think he just took it one step further, but check it out.
And you know it has a QR code in the opening class.
But I didn't quite understand.
So basically, you scan it with your phone, and it shows the play, the actual play that has them winning the championship. You're actually seeing footage of the ending of the game with the QR code when you open it up. That is some high tech.
This is the future of jewelry, people. Everything to a whole new
another level. And I honestly would take that pendant all day, but I don't want my chain snatched either. It's one of those things, like you either wear your ring and you lock your ring on your finger so it don't fall off, or you got the chain where you hope it doesn't tug and get snatched. But
it's like you don't want to wear it in case you lose it, but then you still want to wear it because it's pretty nice.
It's very nice. Catch 22.
Man, catch 22.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. And that QR code is just sick to scan your phone and honestly see the play that won them the championship, the actual last few minutes or seconds of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, who does that with a ring?
Well, they do, and it's working for them, and it's working for them. So that was pretty amazing. That was pretty good. Go ahead.
No. I was just wondering, because there is a Jason of Beverly Hills here at the Cosmo, and I just wonder if there's a way, if you go in there, if they have samples of interactive rings, or is that something they could do normally? And what the price point
is. Or maybe there'll be one of these on display there, so you can see it.
Yeah, that would be cool. And what the price point is for something like that. Like
360 diamonds in that sucker.
Yeah.
Along with emeralds.
Yeah, and the emeralds are pricey too. That raises the ticket too. And you had to make how many of those for the organization?
A lot.
Times that.
Too many to count. I mean, all the staff, people, all the players. Staff.
I think even the towel boys get this thing. I mean, it's crazy.
Now, here's the deal. Remember how we thought the towel boys are the ones that, you know, that are, you know, mopping up the sweat, the floor guys, how they're getting paid pretty good, like 80 to 100 grand.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they get a ring, because the cherry on top of this job.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm wondering, if these young kids are actually getting a ring for doing what they do. I wonder. I have that question as well. I have to Google it and see. Anybody in the audience that wants to join the chat and answer that for us, please let us know.
Please let us know.
Right.
In some other news, though, the voice of the NCAA, Mr. Dick Vitale, he announced that he has lymphoma and he plans to treat his cancer with steroids and some chemotherapy. God, like,
I know.
Dick Vitale.
But how old is Vitale? Because Vitale's been the voice of the league.
Yeah, but he's been just the voice. But, you know, to not have him, I mean, he's there for every, you know, Final Four, March Madness. Just his voice encompasses all of college basketball. Right,
you
know Dick
Vitale. We literally grew up with this guy being
literally
the voice of NCAA.
But it's this time and age.
Prayers to him and his family and hopefully can fight this and hopefully his treatments will help him survive, you know?
Yeah, gosh, for sure. So we'll move on to NBA opening night. The Bucks, they definitely blew out the Nets big time. Like, not to say that Kyrie not being there was it, because they played well without Kyrie before.
Oh, yeah.
But they blew him out. It was like 127 to 104. And
but they played well at the beginning of the season last season without Kyrie. So is that really making a difference? It's just the Bucks are still fearing the deer. They're sending a strong message.
Fear the deer was real. The deer was real.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we had the Warriors and the Lakers. I think I was a little surprised, A, that Iggy was back with the Warriors. But there's this Bielitsa guy, the center for the Warriors, who I had not – amazing. This boy
Jordan
got
Poole
handles.
Too. Jordan
I
Poole.
Mean – The Warriors, and they don't got Clay yet, and there's no Clay still.
There's no Clay, and Steph did not even have a great game. He was 5-21 from the field.
He had a triple-double, but he still said he had a terrible game. He had a terrible game.
He still wasn't shooting. Like, these Tito's on Golden State are an issue. Like, I keep telling people, watch out for the Tito's. You're going against an other side Lakers team. I have been stressing that the old team is for entertainment. We cannot look at this in a competitive lens when it comes to the Lakers right now. Because it's just not to the, I mean, defensively, we had the number one defense last season. We probably could still carry that torch of being the number one defensive team, but you still have shortened minutes for Dwight. Shortened minutes for Carmelo. You have Rondo out there. You have, we have Avery Bradley, which is great. It's a great look, but it's just not enough when these young kids are coming out here. And then between LeBron and AD to make it about them against the Warriors.
It's just them two. It was literally them two. That was
and playing over 40 minutes. That's not going to win either. And then Russell Westbrook's game was not the best coming.
Let's
into
just
this.
Hope that he doesn't dress like Shaggy off of Scooby Doo.
Let's see that. Let's show that because. I got a hankering for the Oscar Myers ketchup and mustard.
All I saw was Shaggy. I was like, man, Scooby-Doo Halloween would be fire if you had this outfit.
Like, I feel like I should wear that outfit for Halloween. I love the ascot. He's got the Fred element going on.
I just, with the yellow
and the wide leg pants.
It was like he mixed everything in Scooby-Doo into one.
You're 0-6 right now, brother. Get it together. Because people are like, well, it's early. No, you have 5 preseason games where we lost 5 preseason games in a row. And you still did not do significantly well with those preseason games. And not to mention, Russell Westbrook is there for minutes and in play action as far as going into the basket and doing a lot of layups and pick and rolls. But he is not a 3-point shooter. We need shooters. This is a shooter's league now. And LeBron was hanging off the rafters in the third quarter. And then fourth quarter, gassed and petered all the way out. Nothing left. Nothing left in the tank.
Yeah, they can't do it. They can't hang like that.
Still resilient. And these young kids are like, forget your 41 minutes you played. We still got the, you know what I mean? It's just,
Rajon Rondo coming off the bench ain't going to help nobody. Like maybe once every 15 games, he might have that, you know, fire spark, but it's not happening.
Like I said, you guys want to see a seat filler action of LeBron and legends play with him?
I mean, Carmelo looked pretty good. I was impressed by Carmelo. You know, he's playing well. I mean, of course, he's been playing well even in his age. So,
yeah,
but he's not going to win games for everybody either.
I mean, LeBron and friends, what are you going to do? It's a seat filler. NBA action is fantastic. I don't think coming up in the schedule, we have the Suns, I believe, on Friday. And then we have the Grizzlies after that. And we have a few more teams. The Suns, I doubt it. But the Grizzlies, possibly. But you still got Ja Morant out there. Watch out for him. These Tito's are, they're not tripping off of y'all being old heads. And the thing of it is I understand everybody's mentality. We want age to win. We want the veterans to win because we're old within ourselves and we want to prove a point that we still have it. But in an active leave like this, it's very tough to do, in my opinion. But you never know. Stranger things have happened.
You never know.
Early. I'm still late.
It's super early, of course. Like, I mean, we're in, we're game one in. Like,
but I was surprised. Was I surprised? Yeah. Not so much.
I was a little surprised just because, you know, home opener.
I put them on my ticket, hopes they win, and they didn't. And I said, see, this is what I knew. I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
It's tough. And it's hard betting in the beginning of the season, too, because everybody's getting their kinks out still, and no one really watched preseason enough to know what's happening. And,
right.
You know, the NBA has always been my second team, my second fave when it comes to, like, let me finish football season first, and then I'll really get into it. Now I'm just trying to, you know, get into a little more earlier, especially with, of course, the Bulls having an actual squad this year that I can at least be somewhat proud of. Yeah. And hope for a playoff berth, but
for sure.
Yeah. Another NBA news. The NBA is revealing their tops. It's their 75th anniversary. So if you watch some of the pictures and the posts on social media, a lot of people had those crystal balls, basketballs while sitting courtside at the LA game last night, but they are announcing the 75 players for the 75 years. They've gone through 50 so far. Most names should, I think, are there that you'd probably, I mean, they were pretty much all the 50 that were there for the top 50 in the 50th year. And then we just added 25 more. So I know like KD was happy that surprised he was on it. James Harden was surprised he was on it. But everybody else we've known, like
Hakeem Olajuwon,
Bill Russell, Larry Bird, Rick Barry, Clyde Magic Dexter, Tim Duncan, Magic, Michael, like, you know, it's all there. So
yeah. That's cool. You know, 75 years.
I know. Yeah. Can you believe it? I can't believe I've been around for majority of that, like a good more than half of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. The WNBA, we'll just give our little girl power shout out ahead of time. Because,
let's do it.
I mean, first of all, nobody thought that Chicago Sky were going to win. Even when we had Maggie Hendricks on, shout out to her because she had some amazing tweets. She she went viral with Undefeated a few times. You know, she even thought, hey, just make it a good series, let it go five. You know, I'm not sure. But these Chicago Sky and Candace Parker, woo!
Yeah.
She brought Chicago their first WNBA championship.
After leaving in one season of returning to do that.
I mean, amazing.
Took a season, that's all.
Amazing.
It is.
Everybody counted them out. They think they went like 2-7 in the beginning of the year.
They were the fifth-seeded team.
They were sixth-seed team.
Oh, were they the sixth?
And they were 16-16. Yeah, like they were bad. But they beat the Sun and the MVP, and then they beat the Mercury. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Best part though was her running straight to her family and giving her daughter a big old hug when they won. Like that just shows you how you're passing it down to more females and to the girls out there. These young girls looking up, thinking like, "I can do that too. Let me bring a championship home to my city."
Absolutely, that's what you got to do.
You did send me a video. I didn't get a chance to put on here of the WNBA their championship parade. I'm hoping and praying that this was not like a main route of the parade. Maybe it was the beginning or the end. I'm not sure because it was empty. There was literally packed double-decker buses with the team and the, you know, organization on them. And there was maybe like six people on the street.
And people in their apartments looking on. Like, oh, apartments. What's that? But to set the stage of that, I think they started at their, I want to say they had a main stage where fans were outside of it before they got on the buses.
Okay.
But they had given speeches on that and were like hoisting the trophy and things. And then
At the end though, when they do the
maybe, but I don't know if they did it at the beginning or the end. I saw two versions of it, but poor TikTok filmed the thick of it, and I feel like that's pretty much what it was.
I was like, oh, I guess Chicago was busy today. They want to come support their WNBA team.
I mean, it's a Wednesday afternoon. They were out of line for that for all the worker bees in Chicago anyway.
But championship parades are always middle of the week. You never see them on a weekend. They're always on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, randomly. But
you do, but where's the support for the WNBA, number one? And number two, where's the support of these women playing for this. Like,
it can't all be Chance the Rapper. It can't just be the only fan.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, when they play regular season, there weren't a lot of fans in the arena, and it could have been COVID or whatever. But I worry that that could be our aces too. Just for the simple fact, I feel like we get more people.
If it were the aces, though, at least there's tourists on the strip. So if the parade's happening on the strip, there's going to be tourists there. They're like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, it's going to be some kind of...
Something, but they don't have that in Chicago. Poor me. Did they go down Michigan Ave? Where were they? I need to know what the route was,
where they go. Maybe we just caught it towards the beginning, and then the ending is like, you know, because I know when I went to the Seahawks parade, it was... They had a huge long route. It was at the end that they had like the podium and everybody talking and celebrating, and you know, fans kind of all congregated there throughout the parade. But
yeah, well, people went nuts about it and said, oh, it was popping for sure. Like the sarcasm was there out in social media. So I don't know if they
have to research that a little further to see exactly what's going on.
I don't think so. I think that was the highlight, honestly. Like, geez, poor girls, but they don't care. They won.
Yeah.
And then you have the sour
but it is team. Kind of insulting to be on a big old double decker bus, super excited over your championship, and there's nobody in the street.
Yeah. And again, we need to promote the WNBA and to get these fans out there into it.
I mean, yeah. And at the same time, like, I don't live in Chicago, but I don't know how much was publicized, like, hey, parade is tomorrow, 5 o'clock, whatever. Because
I'm sure maybe the Chicago Tribune had a front page on it. I'm assuming. Yeah, we could assume.
But, like, you know, it's not like the NFL. Like when the Seahawks won, I mean, I can only speak for what I know. When the Seahawks won, you know, everybody I knew was telling me what time the parade is, where it's at. I didn't have to look for any kind of details.
Because your fan base is larger. It's the NFL. It's just like baseball, everything else. The WNBA needs to get love. That's the whole message I'm seeing from this. They are not getting the flowers they deserve.
I didn't see like the WNBA tweeting, like even for them, they should have been saying,
we need fans come out, rally against. But I'm wondering, and I'm curious, because this was the only transparency I've seen of a championship parade from WNBA.
Yeah.
Seattle Storm, maybe I didn't see one for them. Washington, I didn't see one for them. I didn't see one, you know, for any other teams when they won. Mm. So I'm curious if this is the catalyst for it and people just not knowing.
That's a good point. We've never seen this before.
We've never. So
I kind of feel like the Storm have had one, but I can't be 100% sure because I don't want to give.
And you weren't there. Sad.
And I wasn't there. And I haven't been a Storm fan. So.
Right. See? That's what I'm talking about. Like,
what's up, Takente? He's up, tuning in. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes. Listen, you guys, we've been having some fun.
We have.
Speaking on the topic of WNBA, though, I did want to mention that we do have some Las Vegas Aces that are already playing abroad. So season ended, what, a week and a half ago?
Yes.
2 weeks tops?
Yes.
These girls, Jackie Young's in Australia, Jisoo Park is in South Korea, Rakina Williams is in Turkey, Destiny Slocum's in Turkey, Kia Stokes is in Turkey. They're all for three different teams in Turkey, but can you imagine, like, you just finished your season and lost, and now you're packing your bags off to a whole other country for an extended, like, they don't come back until usually, like, April, right before the season starts.
Yeah, because they have to get paid still in their off season, sadly, because their paychecks aren't enough. So it's work as usual. It's strengthening and conditioning as usual. Yeah. It's elevating your game as usual. So I wish these girls the best of luck when they go overseas and play. For their teams, like,
well, and here's the other thing about overseas. I don't know what we're doing here. And granted, the WNBA is the elite of the women's basketball. Mm-hmm, it seems like, you know, they go over there, they're all getting like 20 some points, like in their games. Jisoo, Jackie Young,
Ricky. Yes,
like I don't know how bad the teams and the women are internationally, but then they come here and whether they're playing the bench or not, they're getting no points or 5 points or
right.
So it's like, are we really doing the best we can with these players here, because they're excelling so much over there.
They are.
Is that a coaching thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what it is.
Definitely. Kente, I know your Braves are on because you're playing Mo's Dodgers. So
we got a man on first.
What's the score? Are we still at 5-2?
We're still at 5-2. Walker Buehler. Ferris Buehler's day off. Walker Buehler. Had a pinch in and run, so he's to first. We only have one. We have no outs, and now we got Justin Turner, Red Turner at bat. So let's go.
Looks
Red
like Turner. The game. It looks like the Knicks just won by four, so we're both in the clear.
Oh, good.
It went to double overtime.
It did, because I had 22 seconds left on mine. It was like 138-134, so the game actually ended, and I'm delayed. Good. Yeah, I can breathe now.
Yeah, you can breathe. Like, oh, take a deep breath.
Let's set it out.
Yeah, well, that's good. So the Major League Baseball playoffs, we're getting down to it. I think the Astros won today. They came back with like a 5-run inning. So they're up 3-2 over Red Sox.
Yes. Woo. I was hoping the Red Sox could get both of their games, you know. And it
and
just
we are playing
the
seven. So this we do play the seven games in these divisionals.
Yes, we do.
So
it's not over.
Oh, man. And then, of course, you guys, it's the Braves are up 2-1 to you guys in the series, correct?
Well, they are. They're leading the series 2-1. We were able to capitalize on
the last night's
game. We're saved by the belly, as we like to call Cody Bellinger, with his homer. That helped so tremendously in bringing us back, because we were down quite a bit. And that deficit we had. That's why I said we could always come back. But when you're in the bottom of the seventh now, it gets a little dicey.
But still, you know? I mean, what was it? The Astros had like however many in the eighth or ninth innings. Like, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, it is.
Hope for you. We got
hope. So meanwhile, you have the Knicks winning their game. 76ers won their game against the Pelicans.
I think I bet on that one too. I just need the Sounders to win.
And then Timberwolves. Killed it against the Rockets. Okay. And Nuggets and Suns round. Nuggets are down by 6.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right. End of the first. And then the Jazz are clobbering the Thunder, because I had the Jazz on my ticket too. 77-54. But I also had the
Alicia,
Suns in my ticket.
Thanks for tuning
Alicia.
In. Hey,
Alicia. So I need them
too?
To do that
Oh,
too.
You got a lot of let me know if you win. Are we going out or something?
Yeah, we're going to do it, but I still count on the Rams. I have to rely on the Rams and Raiders. Don't forget, I still got the end of the week on this. So it's a long process right now. Yeah, can we talk
it's
about the
Coon Dip
moment for Monday Night Football? Monday Night Football has been excellent, first of all. Can I just preface that all the Monday
Sunday
night, games
night Monday night, even Thursday night games
night,
have
no
been
matter
good.
The matchup, you'd be thinking like, oh, I don't want to watch this. I don't think it's going to be good. They've all hit differently this season. They've all been good. Yes. Not a boring game in sight. You know what I mean? And Monday nights. What was going on in Tennessee?
Oh, listen, first of all, they had more Buffalo fans there than they did Tennessee.
They
literally took over the entire stadium. Like, the way that it sounded, I was like, wait, are they in Buffalo? Wait, the end zone say Titans. I'm confused. It was a lot.
Yeah. It was. Not to mention Derrick Henry is just a beast at it in the running game.
He was having a slow start to the season, but he has been running through it since. I mean, I think he had a 76-yard touchdown. They even talked about how his 45-pound self was clocked at going over 20 miles an hour during that run, which has never happened before for a person his size.
Unbelievable. Ever. And not to mention showing his workout regime. The man wakes up being
beast
mode. Like, chains around your neck as you're doing pull-ups. You're running up hills. You're doing, oh my God. I'm just looking at it.
I'm happy to drag a train, let alone lift it up on my pull-ups.
Right.
No, thank you.
But the Coon Dip moment came when Josh Allen, bless his heart, because when they had third down, he ran the ball. He was about a yard short to the end zone. they decided to go fourth and two. To run just a few inches, enough to get the first down to be at first and goal. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't mind that play call whatsoever. Like, I understand it. But at the same time, you're not at home either. And you're not known for the QB sneak like other players are.
Sure.
So why would you decide to take this move?
And I mean, that's got to be a coaching thing, too. How did the coach even say that was okay? How did he think,
He stands by it. I mean, I understand. You go into overtime. You don't know if you get the coin tossed or not. If you get tails in its heads and it's Titans ball, you may not even get a chance to recover and get the ball. You know, I understand that risk. So it was a definitely bold move that you have to do with your stars. But at the same time, you slipped, sir. You slipped. You didn't get a chance to run. You slipped. That tells me right there, you're not familiar with this type of play action what's consistently, especially when you know the history of the Titans are known for fourth quarter, you know, wins. Like yeah. the fourth, they're known to defeat you. That's just the history of them so far. So you slip,
and the Bills Mafia fans were not exactly excited over the outcome of that
people
game.
Were like, just kick the field goal. But I understood.
But it was a great game. I mean, going back and forth.
It was a great game. And we picked the Bills to win. I mean, we all expected the Bills to win. Yeah. And I don't think that – I'm not discrediting the Bills going forward. I just think on that particular move,
the Titans
slipped,
got lucky.
Sir.
The Titans got very lucky.
That slip. Yeah. That's what did it. He slipped.
Well, that catch that Julio had too, which was
talk about it.
He literally was floating horizontally and still dragged one toe to be able to get that catch. It was amazing, which I think was probably his best – points or his best thing for
that was his best game so far. I was like, Julio Jones did that? Where'd he come from?
He's still playing.
He's still playing. Where'd he come from? I'm like, okay, get your look.
I mean, get it while you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man. Yeah. The Cowboys won again.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they're good. There's no denying that they're good.
Are they?
I will never root for them. Well, that too. They really haven't. I mean, their whole division is terrible. Their schedule is terrible.
Yeah.
But they do. Listen, that Trayvon Diggs.
Oh, yeah.
Another one. He had another one this week. So I think he has 7 total picks just this season. He has as many touchdowns as his brother does. They both have 2. And he's on defense.
It runs in the blood. Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
I mean, they've got a squad. I'm not even going to deny that, you know. But I'm looking at the schedule.
Will I ever root for them? Will I be? No, never.
This is the only blue I'm repping. This is the only blue you'll ever catch me in.
There you go.
The Dodger blue. You're not going to see me with some Cowboys action. This is the only blue starter I own. And that's all that needs to be said.
Right.
You know?
Well, and then we also have Aaron Rodgers went against the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
And went in and 24-14. I mean, give him credit. Justin Fields is out there trying to make do. But, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers. Hello, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And he basically said on his interview, I still own you. Hey, Bears, I still own you.
I still own
you. It's his division until he leaves.
He has history with them. Of beating them and owning them. What is he now for his record? How many times has he owned them?
I can't even remember. It's
quite a bit. And it's so interesting when the players are mic'd up like that because you never really hear it. You usually hear the NBA mic'd up. But to hear him mic'd up and say that, it's like, oh my God, it's incredible. Right.
And I can't remember who it was today. Somebody today even mentioned like, I can't believe Aaron Rodgers owns part of the Packers. Like, you know, making a little joke.
Right.
He's got ownership in the Bears. Like
he
really
does. He has ownership in the Bears now. Again, consistently has ownership in the Bears. I still own you. Wow. What a gut punch. Can you imagine being on that side of the field and hearing that near the end zone?
I'd be like But that you can't argue with that. You can't argue with that.
That's why I have to shrug my shoulders like, well, I mean, it is what it is. It's Aaron Rodgers. What are we going to do?
They should have hoped they would have been that first game that Aaron Rodgers had this season when they left.
Right. Where he was very rustic and hasn't been rustic since. Now, that's a man who's leaving a franchise and still willing to come to work and do his due diligence for his trade value. Hello, Ben Simmons. Wake up. This is Lee. Aaron Rodgers is leading by example, showing he don't want to be there.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to be there. Leading by example.
He's ready to go, but he's making his market even higher now.
Exactly. Like, I'm not
for your Raiders to come get.
Man, listen, if that happens, you just do not know. And let's talk about the Raiders just for a second.
Yeah,
I am very pleased with the turn of events from Sunday's game as far as that play. Calling from Greg Olsen, our offensive coordinator, who never gets a chance to shine on his calls because it was Gruden that was always making these playmaking calls. And Rick Bisaccia for also getting the team prepped and ready and being a good interim head coach, motivating them and also co-signing with Greg Olsen's offensive calls because it worked. These were offensive plays that Raiders normally don't do. And it was effective enough against the Broncos. And the game was just on. Like, I didn't get to see much of it. I get to see a few little highlights because I was out. But they were solid. There was no kinds of ifs, ands, or buts about this game. They play the Eagles on Monday. It is a home game. I think we can beat the Eagles. I don't see anything stopping us on that. As long as we have good offensive plays and our defense steps up, I think we'll be good. Shout out to
HR3. You're out here.
Yeah, they're out here. It's a home game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And shout out to HR3. I mean, HR3, you're just phenomenal. You were on a milk carton last season, like I said, and now you've shown up.
You know,
your draft worthy pick, or your pick for the draft, how we picked you, was definitely the right call. I never questioned it, but you know, you never know when the first season they rook out and don't perform.
Well, and Kenyon Drake, two touchdowns. Like, who saw that coming?
Yeah, who saw that coming? Yeah.
Y'all had a good game. I was happy for you guys. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised that you guys did win and that did go so well for you. That was
Yeah.
Shout out to Steph. I don't know how she overheard it. So go ahead, hit the rewind, Steph. Go ahead and record that. I said they were good.
She said that, Stephanie. I didn't
say they were great. I didn't say I'd ever root for them.
I said they are
like
doing
them.
Good, but I look at that schedule, honey, and everybody would do good if they had that schedule.
That division, period.
That division alone. Y'all could be 5-12 and still go to the playoffs. Like, come on. But I think when their schedule gets a little tough, it's more thicker in the later weeks. So we're going to see. It's just going to flip. So we'll see what happens, but they're playing solid right now.
We'll see how the pressure goes. We'll see if everybody can, because they luckily haven't had any injuries either.
No,
like the rest of us.
Knock on wood. That's good. That's
like
really
my
good.
Seahawks.
Yeah. Jeez. What are you going
to
do?
So we go to Pittsburgh, and you know, Pittsburgh has been losing every game they've been playing for the last few weeks. They have no juju. They have an old Big Ben who can't seem to ever get his stuff together. And, you know, it's not snowing. It's not raining. It's not nothing. We, of course, are down Russell Wilson. We, of course, are down Chris Carson, who's on IR. We had some possible injuries like foot stuff with DK or whatever else. And when I tell you we were down 14-0 in the first half, or was it at the second half? I don't think we even scored the first half.
You didn't score at all. I believe it was the second half.
So 14-0 we're down, granted. And I keep seeing these articles and people talking about Geno, and we'd like to call him Geno.
Right.
Because they're like, well, you know, Geno kept us in the game. I don't want you to keep me in the game. I want you to win the game for me.
That's right.
Granted, we were down 14-0. Yes, you came back. You scored a few touchdowns. Yes, you know, you're moving the ball. Okay, but are you winning the game? All that doesn't matter until you win the game. And last week, I get, you know, not necessarily all his fault, but his pass got picked off and we lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we end up getting into overtime. We're tied 20-20. Granted, we came back from down 14-0. We're into overtime. We got the ball.
Yeah.
And he fumbles it in Pittsburgh territory.
Yeah.
Of course, J.J. Watt was having a monstrous game, and give credit to Mr. Watt because he stripped that ball from Geno.
Oh, T.J. Watt is a problem. He is a defensive problem. Yeah, I know who you meant. He's a defensive problem. I mean, he's very problematic.
The one person.
And that's where the Raiders got very lucky beating Pittsburgh, even though you never know which type of Big Ben is showing up. T.J. Watt was out that game. And that makes a difference because when you have him in,
huge difference.
The defense is a totally different experience against another team.
Geno lost the ball, and of course Pittsburgh recovered it. It's at their like 16 or 26 yard line. They get the field goal and win the game in overtime.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was at my cousin's wedding, so I couldn't get super pissed off. And I already gave my cousins the heads up, like, hey, just so you know, your wedding's during Sunday Night Football. And it's like, I know, I saw the schedule. I knew that, you know, Melissa would, you know, if Melissa even came, we knew the game was on. I was like, I got my earpiece. I got my phone. Of course, we're in the middle of nowhere outside of Sacramento on like, you know, farmland almost, it looks like. And so my reception's pretty shady, but I'm able to catch the game. But I'm, you know, obviously I'm not cussing and yelling and throwing things like I usually would. So it was a little bit easier for me to take, but I was just like, man, I don't know how much more of this. And let's not even talk about DK Metcalf.
Oh, the play where he went out of bounds at Shannon Sharp?
First of all, he didn't even go out of bounds. He caught the ball and should have been out of bounds because we would have had about, like, I think, like 8 or 10 seconds left on the clock. Well, he decided he wanted to run it a few more, you know, yards, which really took almost all the time off. We barely even got the ability to tie the game. Or we could have won it right then. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah, you could have. And you,
and then of course he had the beef with Shannon Sharp because he thinks he's
one of the best tight ends in the league.
And...
that's all. Hall of Famer, no. 4-time Pro Bowler.
And your hair is bright blue, and I don't like it. And it just, I don't think it's a good, I feel like the vibe is off. The blue hair is bringing a bad vibe. You haven't excelled yet this season. You've had a couple good touchdowns, but other than that, you haven't gone off. So maybe it's time to change the hair. I don't know.
It's a midriff for me. I don't mind seeing the abs. I mean, but it's like your midriff, the blue hair. Sometimes it's green, sometimes it's purple. Like, I don't know. What's this guy doing? But he did humbly apologize to Shannon after
How do you not know, though? If you're a professional football player, you know who Shannon Sharp is. You know what he's been doing.
He didn't know who he was dealing with. He just thought Fox Sports Media. He sits across the desk from Skip. He's sharply dressed. He wears a goat mask.
He just thought it was on smoking Black and Miles.
Yes, and
Hennessy.
Has a bottle of Hennessy. What does he really know? You know, and then had to go on online and look up his information and was like, let me just shut up.
Got checked real quick. Like, you don't want to get drugged. You don't want to get dragged down. Let me just shut. You're not ready for that.
Yeah. Let me just shut up. Because I have not had any check marks on his resume. I can't even match his resume with mine. Not saying that he won't ever, because he will.
Of course, he could. I mean, Shannon Sharp wasn't the epitome. Like, he wasn't the GOAT, but he was good.
He had
a great career. Yeah,
two rings. So when you get the one ring, maybe we can have a discussion. But you don't even have the one yet. You definitely will go Pro Bowl.
Oh, dang it. I don't know what's up Mo's phone, but she'll cut back in a second. I will mention this about the Seahawks, though. I am pleasantly surprised by their new rookie. Hey there.
You know, hey, I'm back. I don't know why I disappear. Be on a roll and then you want to cut me off.
I'm like, and it's not the stream. It's something, I don't know, it's up
with
your phone or maybe
you
have a timer.
I don't know. I got to go to the Apple store and figure some stuff out. I need to make
I was just mentioning that I was impressed. We have a rookie cornerback who just got back off of an injury, Trey Brown. He really showed out on some great plays this week. So I'm happy to see, you know, finally got rid of Flowers. Different Trey, but it's Trey Brown. And he made plays. He made plays on Sunday. So I'm happy to see that. Even though we didn't get Cam, we did pick up Jacob Eason off the waivers from the Colts. And Jacob Eason is actually from Seattle, was like the number one recruit into University of Washington, led the Huskies into a great season. Yeah. I think he was like the fourth pick in like 2019, I want to say it is.
Yeah.
He's a 6'6 quarterback. So if nothing else, we got some good height.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can just see the path because
Because what are they giving the timetable?
I don't know if Geno's going to make it this long.
I don't either. What's the timetable for Russ? His return?
He's still, I think, got like I think he's still got like 2 or 3 weeks to be able to return because he's on. I think he's on IR. I don't know. Okay. He's on my fantasy.
And are you guys week 8 bye week?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because I feel like the bye week will give you guys an advantage. And see, to the Cowboys advantage.
I feel like our bye week was later in the season. Now I got to go.
So you might be week 9 or something? Oh, jeez.
Well, bye weeks go late this season,
yeah, they
too,
do.
Though. We play Monday Night Football this week.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's the Saints. It's at home. Hopefully, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Our bye week, I think, is the beginning of November.
Okay, because I think for Raiders, I think we're week 7.
Yeah, but of course, after our bye week, we literally go straight to Green Bay to face Aaron.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We pray that Russell comes back so we could just have a good play action. I don't want to see you guys.
And Chris
Carson,
even Alex, that's the other thing. Alex Collins got injured in the first quarter of play. So not only did we not have Chris Carson, Alex Collins, we have DJ Dallas who... We know what happened 2 years ago when we had no running backs. We were literally on our fourth string running back. So I don't know how much more of that I can take. But I'm going to keep hope alive.
You have to. You have to. I've been there. Trust me, sis. Yeah. I've been there.
I know. Hey, Justin. Shout out to Justin. He's a big Seahawks fan. Hey, so, okay. Week 10 is Green Bay. So our bye week is week 9.
By that time,
so
Russ might be back. We may have a chance.
And as long as Sierra don't put no other comments or pictures or posts up, I think we'll be okay.
And honestly, for a Monday night, that's a Sunday night game? Is that a Sunday evening game?
We play the Saints this Monday in Seattle.
Okay, so that's the Monday night game you guys get. But yeah, even for that, for ratings alone and for competitiveness, Russell has to be back by week 10. It just has to.
He has to. Because here's no the deal. If Russell wants to leave Seattle, he's better increase his stock too. He gotta come out with some stuff.
Oh yeah. Like I said, Aaron Rodgers is the epitome of rising above pettiness, but that's a grown man. Let's be clear. He is a grown alpha man at that. And he's had petty and shade throughout personally and with this team that he's rising above it and saying, well, I'm not going to, you know, decrease any value to myself, but I'm going to show them why I'm Aaron Rodgers and why I deserve the money I get. Ben Simmons. I hate to keep bringing that up, but that's true. Yeah.
I know. Before we get into our picks, let's go over some shoes that are out.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a look.
Out, because we've got some stuff going on here. So let me find where they're at. I don't even know why people buy these. I've seen, I think, one person wear them, and I just wanted to, like, laugh. So the Yeezys, these are all red foam. Who's running in these, first of all? That's what I want to know.
Layside.
Where's the support? I mean, is this a better option than Crocs? I'm guessing it's a better option than Crocs.
People are putting, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it can go over a sneaker if you size up. It can be that extra
thing. Are we an alien or something?
I don't understand it. I don't know.
For all those that like ugly stuff like that, the Yeezy All Red Foam Runners are coming out on the 29th. Now, see, I can get with the Yeezy Boosts. These are the 350s. The MXO. I actually like the colors in this.
Yeah, I do like the colors in that too. But that thing, that sole gets so yellow.
Mm-mm. Oh, I believe it. I mean, I see it on people.
And I've seen them worn out. Like that ankle part gets all worn and stuff with that knit. Just give me an Ultra Boost. I'll be okay.
No. Let's see. Oh, so for all the golfers out there, my brother included, because I'm sure he'll ask me to go on Sneakers app to try and get these. The AJ, the Jordan 4 Breeze. Yes.
When do those release?
These are in December, so like an early Christmas gift for maybe your dad or whoever is out there. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know,
that would be perfect for him. He doesn't own any J's. He would love those.
Right? Aren't those nice?
They would be nice.
Shout out to, I know, Goose over at Let the Ball Bounce and everybody. Like, they're out in the golf. They're out in the on these grass links lately out golfing. Like, get you some. These J's are hot. So
I love when they put the Jordan cleats out for the golf shoes. I love when
My brother tried to get me to get him a pair of ones. Of course, you know, it's just like any other sneaker on the app. You can't get it. So
yeah, I need a plug for those for sure. Yeah.
In time for Halloween is the Air Force One Halloween. This drop on Halloween. If you look closely, you can see like some eyes or some spooky stuff going around.
Yeah, that's cool. A spooky little sneaker for Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it.
I actually like these at minus the blue. I wish there wasn't blue. I wish there was like a white line or not just kept the black. Would have been great for a Vegas Gold Knight shoe, but these are the Jordan 1 Zoom Air Comfort. These are called the Gold Laser. The Gold Laser comes out on the 28th of this month.
I do like those.
I know. Or maybe if it had been gray. I think if it would have been like a red, maybe that gold. Oh, that would have been so good for some.
That would have been a nice one, the red touch. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the Jordan 15, Billie Eilish. What's going on with
So, like I said, I like the Billie Eilish ones that came out in that ghost green.
Yeah.
But these, they're not, I mean.
I don't even know
what this is. That's fine for you, Billie. It's cute because you're petite and stuff, and you can rock it with your little Chanel stuff on stage and hop around and stuff. It's probably a cute. I could see her wearing it. I can't see it at all.
This whole tongue action here. I don't. So anyways, these come out also on October 28th too. So.
All right, Billie.
But let me just say this. So this is a pair of one of one. I don't know if they'll ever come out. But Jordan Brand made a special shoe for Carmelo Anthony to honor his upbringing. Coming from Baltimore. Look at these.
They're beautiful.
The Jordan 1 Lows. These are the Baltimore Crab Edition. Look at the box. See-through on the bottom. Kind of like the Old Bay seasoning. Yes. Like if I were to get a shoe, I would have to have a crab shoe.
I love it. I think it's fabulous. I saw this online and was like, yes. to the Old Bay shoes.
Yes.
The box alone is just so
the box.
Epic.
A clear box? Like, come on.
So
come
epic.
It.
That's yeah, a box I protect more than anything of any of my other shoe boxes because you don't want it to crease.
I'd put that box in a box.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. You haven't put it even in the plastic tubs bins with all your box. Like, yeah. Those are dope. Like, I don't know.
I know. I'm excited. I like those ones. They're do we have anything? Do you got anything? What's the Dodgers score right now? We got.
Oh, we're still in the 5-2. I don't know if my boys are going to make it. Bottom of the eighth, two outs. Mookie Betts is up, and he is 3-2 for the count right now. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Corey Seager's next, and fans are there in Dodger Stadium. They're really trying to rally, but it's not as packed as the night before. Wednesdays are tough to get our fans out because you're in a hump day weekend with traffic and work. It's just and Justin Turner got hot, hurt. He was limping.
Oh, he's out.
He's out. Oh. Yeah. So it just doesn't look too good for our boys in blue. And that's okay. Well,
can I make us both feel a little bit better? I just want to shout out to Let the Ball Bounce crew, because you know, on their group, they have this thing called Wet Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And Of course, the guys go wild with all the girls' pictures and who's on their draft and who's their top 10.
Right.
Well, you know, when thanks to you and thanks to the Giants being in the playoffs with the Dodgers,
yes,
we came across something that I don't know how you never realized. I understand why I never realized. I don't watch a lot of baseball unless it might be the Mariners.
I didn't start watching it until we got close to the series. Like the beginning of the series, I wasn't paying attention. Then as we started tying the series, I said, let me sit
Ladies
down and watch this.
And gentlemen, may I introduce you to the Giants general manager, Gabe Kapler.
Gabe Kapler is beautiful.
Gabe Kapler is 43. He's a Leo. He loves Leo. Dogs.
How tall is he, Mel?
6'3".
Yes.
Hello, Gabe. Looks good with or without a beard. Looks good with or without a hat. Not to mention he has no body fat.
No body fat. The beard is on. So the picture to the lower left is what we were seeing every night on TV with those glasses. Yes. And I was like, who is that?
Clark Kent, come on out. I'll take it.
Body like no other. And he's divorced, ladies and gentlemen. 2 kids. What
loves dogs. He helps out the rescues. Like, I told Tilly's foster, Lexi, because of course she's a Giants fan. I'm like, how are you holding this away? How did you not tell me about this man? How has no one told me about this man?
I had to send you pictures of this man to tell you about this man. Because I just was sitting up watching my TV and I was like, wait a minute.
Thank you for that.
Who is this?
Listen, and it put me on a whole rabbit hole looking through Instagram, all the photos on Google. I mean,
the man is fine. The man is fine. You see this man jogging along the beach, and not for nothing, I stalked his page. I believe he lives in Scottsdale off season. So, like most baseball players,
if anybody wants to go to spring training, because me and Mo are headed there, and we'll be watching the Giants for the entire time.
And when he was with the Phillies, he didn't have the beard. He was clean shaven. Even clean shaven, he looked good.
Clean shaven, still good.
Still good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beard or no beard, hat, no hat.
Glasses,
clothes,
no glasses.
No clothes. I mean, come on.
Yeah, clothes, no clothes. The abs, the leanness of this guy.
And I'm not even worried as much about the abs as just hello, Steph. We're in. So if we're gonna start a whole show one day of getting a big bus together of girls to just go sit and drool over.
Not to mention the Gabe. TikTok I just found today where the girl had filmed.
Gabe, she just found out too.
She's like, who is that? Who is that? Because in baseball, we look at the managers. They're very seasoned. Some of them a lot older. They're pudgier.
Got the dad bods.
The dad bods. Not so much as this guy. We come close to the end of the series, and the Dodgers have to finish these guys. And I'm watching the very last game of the season and just now noticing Gabe.
Listen.
Very disappointing. I wish I had started from game one.
Shout out to Miss Bondi. We appreciate you. Hope you had a good show as well. Mo knows where his house is off season.
I do that listen. When it comes to fine men. I'm assuming. I don't know. His posts on Instagram.
If I got to run into him at the corner shop coffee shop.
Listen, exactly. It is what it is.
I mean, I'm just now finishing you season 3. So I realize I know how to get my stalker on if I really need to.
And what an ending to season 3 of you. And what a phenomenal series. And the fact that they're coming back with a 4, I'm ready for it. Okay. I finished that in 2 days. You was great. But Gabe, yeah. And honestly, he's very humble. He doesn't follow anybody on his Instagram. Like, he's not really following players.
I don't think he cares.
He doesn't care. He's very low key. It's just so even a Gabe, beach dog or sidewalk.
Gabe was drafted in the 95 draft. He was in the minor leagues, but was an all-star through 96, 97, 98. He played the majors in between 98 and 2010 for the Tigers, Rangers, Rockies, Red Sox, Brewers, Tampa Bay Rays. Here's why I don't understand why you didn't know, Mo. He was the director of player development for the Dodgers from 2014 to 2017.
They never showed his face. They never show his face. It's like Andy Freeman.
I mean, aren't you reading the programs when you go to games? Like, I don't know.
That program, I don't grab a program when I go to the game. I'm not flipping through pages like that. It's like I know. Because at that time, you're talking about a window where Matt Kemp was there, and I was on the youth stalker stuff with Matt Kemp. So that was the one I was kind of trying to get the attention of. Yeah. But now that I'm.
So he was the Phillies manager 18 to 2019. And then, of course, started with the Giants last year in 2020. He man is 43 years old, and he looks like that. Can we start a trend where managers start looking like this?
Yeah,
I would watch baseball every day.
Yeah, he's totally age appropriate. Totally age appropriate. Totally hotness. I mean, and to have a big screen in your house and you see him in the bullpen on TV, I'm just like, that's when I texted immediately. I was like, wait a minute, who is that?
Yeah, me and Mo spent a good half hour on the phone.
And then the camera was being a hater because when you turn to the game, they weren't showing him as much. They were showing him quite a bit. And then it was like less and less because Dodgers were winning.
They realized what was happening.
But when those Giants were winning, I should have been watching the games then because they would have showed him all the time.
Listen.
Oh my God, he's beautiful. What a beautiful man. Beautiful heart with the dog. He's got kids that are... He's a good father to his kids.
And for those that are just now tuning in, we are discussing our new crush. He's the general manager for the San Francisco Giants, Gabe Kaplan. I'll show you a better one. This was going to be ending our show, but now we're going to just do it now. Shout out to Gabe Kaplan. Oh! Gabe Kaplan
He's very handsome.
Look at these.
He's a very handsome guy.
If you're listening to the show, we appreciate you, but you may want to go onto YouTube, check out episode 255, that's today, and fast forward towards the 1 minute mark to get our discussion on Gabe Kapler, because this man right
and
here.
You never see a swoon over a guy. We probably need to post more guys of all. We definitely see him, but I'm sorry, we're going through the NLDS right now. We were going through the divisional series, and I just happened to see find this in baseball. I mean, we normally see it in the players. There are some very cuties, on teams.
There are.
But you never see one coming out.
But here's the deal. People always think, it's a girl's sport. So you guys probably only just talk about guys and their butts. I mean, granted, I talk about their arms a lot because I'm an arm aficionado. Mm-hmm. However, we keep it sports related. It's never too much gushiness over sexuality or men or whatever. But this guy needed to have a whole section to himself.
We went overtime with him.
Stephanie remembers there used to be, I had a hashtag arms of the NFL. Honestly, Stephanie, it became so hard to keep up with finding new arms every week. And I just kind of gave it up, but I still look at them every game. I still look for good ones and take notes.
And the season's not over yet. We may come across some great arms that we may need
that
to
we have
about.
To. Yeah. And they have good storylines. Like this guy loves dogs. He's a Leo. He loves sports.
He's a yogi.
He's a yogi.
Seems to have inner peace.
He hugs trees. I don't know.
All right.
let's get into some pick-ems because we are going over. We took 15 minutes to talk about Gabe, and I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either. People are still tuning in. You know, I'm not tripping off of it. He's a very handsome guy. I mean, what can we say?
How can you not like that at all?
Shout out to the Giants, though. Well, you know, they tried. You know, they tried to get series.
Bet I will be at some Giants games next season. I'm sure the Mariners will play at least once or twice. I definitely will be there. And I will try to get I will pay money to sit right behind that Giants bench, my dugout, just tapping on it like, hey, Gabe.
Right. Because no one knew. We're just giving new discoveries.
Don't be stalking our guy either, just so you know.
There's
a hierarchy here. Don't be trying to
step in.
Anyway, we already talked about Thursday night game. Of course, Cleveland is out. Like half their team is out, including Baker Mayfield.
Who won last week, by the way, Mel? Did you win last week?
You won. You won, actually. Yes, you did.
Okay.
You had, of course, the Steelers. You had the Ravens. You had the Raiders, because I went against the Raiders, too, last week. So, yeah, you won last week. You are ahead 3-2 officially for the season. I got to go Denver here. Cleveland's.
Yeah, Denver.
Even though it's at home, and even though Myles Garrett can do so much, there's not enough you can do to help that
team. I don't think it's going to matter.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to matter at this point.
Right. So we got Carolina in New York, Giants.
I'm going with the Panthers.
Listen, I'm so tired of seeing Christian McCaffrey still on my injured reserve. He had come back for a sec, went back on.
Right.
Saquon is still injured as well.
I'm still giving the edge to the Panthers. I hate to say it.
Yeah, I got to go there. I have no faith in the Giants, period.
I don't either.
Like, who does? I don't know. So we got the Jets at the New England Patriots. This Sunday. Patriots last week were kind of, I mean,
they were trying to do their thing, you know.
They tried to come at Dallas last week, and I thought it could have happened. They played good. I mean, I'd give it to them. I'll go with the Patriots this week.
I am too. 35-29 is not a bad ending. I mean, the Cowboys just
The Cowboys just overcame. I mean, the Patriots don't have enough weapons, but they did enough, and that's still a good amount.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll roll with New England on that, too. I think the sportsbook has a -7 anyway. So
okay. We got the Chiefs at the Titans. Listen.
That's going to be a great game. Struggling
Chiefs.
I'm going to roll with the Titans just because I'm a hater to my people that are in the AFC West. Yeah.
Feel like the Titans have been on a roll for a couple weeks.
They have.
I don't know if it's going to continue.
Tannehill.
He's like the new Fitzmagic. He's like the new Fitzmagic.
Right. Just go ahead and put me down.
KC. Okay, I went with them last week too. They beat Washington, but I don't know. So we got the Redskins at the Packers. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, I feel like. Yeah, but it is any given Sunday. Yeah, any given Sunday. There's got to be a good, you know, there's been some upsets. But I don't see it as
I don't see that being the upset one.
Dumpster fire. What's going on with Atlanta? I haven't heard one thing about Matty Ice. I think he's lukewarm. Been like lukewarm for a couple of years now.
They're 1-5.
I don't know.
They're terrible. So anybody that plays them might go against. Who are they playing?
So it's the Falcons at the Dolphins.
Oh, so you got 2-1-5 teams. Well, let's just see if Miami can pull this one off. Just because I have some friends and Mike Dixon is one of them. That is a Miami fan. I will rally with you guys on this one.
I don't know what this is. I don't know what left is which. And I don't know who my girl on left stand up. First of all, how to please. Or how about a hey? I don't know, but you see our names, Mo and Mel. You could address as one of them, and we'd be happy.
Right,
Mo has a Dodgers jacket on.
Yeah, my Dodgers.
I have a Bulls sweatshirt on.
Yeah,
thanks, Mike. Period.
So speaking of Mike, so I'm talking about Mike Dixon, and you know, it's him being a Miami fan. And shout out to my other boy Abel, who's also a Miami fan. I'm gonna try to rally around those guys. I'm gonna pick Miami.
I'm going Miami. I just have no faith in Atlanta. Like who? I don't even know.
I don't trust it.
The Bengals at Baltimore Ravens. So Lamar came through last weekend, but they had a terrible first half. So, and I don't know, Cincinnati. I mean, they're not the Bengals of old. They're not the Bengals of old. I'll say that.
Lamar's been balling.
You've been coming with them, and they've been winning.
Yeah.
But can they beat Baltimore?
I don't think so. Lamar is so activated right now. I'm just going to have to roll with Baltimore because they're playing in Baltimore, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to have to roll with Baltimore.
Yep. I got to go with them too, though. I just can't. Mike is back in our comments. He wants me to stand up, but you just see my sweatshirt. It's a Bulls sweatshirt. So no need for me to stand up because I'm 5'10". If I stood up, you wouldn't be seeing me or the sweatshirt. I got a lot of attitude. That's what I got. What's up, Sabrina? Oh, Sabrina tuning in.
Hey, Brina.
Let's see. So did okay. Here's the game for 1 o'clock for us here in Pacific time. Detroit at the Rams. So we've got the changing of the quarterbacks. We got Goff and Stafford going back and forth. So now they're back to Goff's coming back to LA, but he's on the team that gave him away without a warning.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to give it the Rams, even though it's hard for me in the NFC West to give anybody a win, period. Because I think everybody, you know, especially being a 2-4 team right now, I need every win, every loss in my division. But I just don't see. I don't see Goff and the Lions coming through with a win.
I don't either. Not to mention the Rams have kind of been on fire, but I'm going to have to roll with you on that. They've been on fire. A tad bit. They got one of those young coaches, too, that know what they're doing. And Sean McVay. Okay. So,
let's do Philly that. At the Raiders.
Like I said, I'm going with my Raiders. I'm going with my Raider Nation. I have no choice. I have to.
I know That's you do. Team. I know you
That's
do.
That's my team.
I'm going to go with them, team. Too. But I am hesitant only because Eagles haven't been playing well. But I feel you never know what happens.
But you got to understand, on the 10th, we lost our home game to the Bears. We cannot lose another home game with fans in the stadium. We went on the road last week.
Well, that was when there was still some issues happening.
Right. But that was still a loss at home. So I feel like the Raiders have to kind of make that up for us as a home game win as opposed to the away game. Like I'm happy for the away game. I'm happy we sit 4-2, but at the same time, let's have another home win game. And it is going to be close because sometimes
our new friend Mike period is a Philly fan and he says that Philly all
is
day
he going to
Raiders
the game?
Gonna do Raider things.
Is
yeah
he going
Mike
to the game?
Period.
Is he going to and the then, game?
What's that profile picture of? Because how are you an Eagle fan? But I don't feel like that profile picture is even, what is that? Is that Eagles? I don't think so. It looks like Tampa.
So Raiders are going to do what Raiders do. And that means just win, baby. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to win.
All right.
Commitment to excellence. Period.
So hear me out. I know Houston sucks. And I know the Cardinals are exceptional. But what if the any given Sunday clause were to happen when Houston comes into Arizona and for some reason Arizona loses? I just need them to lose a game.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
I know.
Cardinals
I need
are
someone
on
to come
fire.
In there and bust that ass.
And I hate your division because it's so strong. And I don't want to. You know, because you're a Seahawks fan, I try to be a hater sometimes with your teams to make you guys advance. But you're in a conundrum right now. So I have to make the logical choice. Yeah.
And, you know, Frisco had the bye last week. So they're 2-3.
And Garoppolo is still questionable. Let's be clear. We don't know if Jimmy G is going to play. And even if Jimmy G does play, is he going to be effective enough against the Cardinals? They may be the team to hand in the L, but I'm going to roll with the Cardinals. I just got a Kyler Murray.
You can't not. Kyler Murray has become an exceptional quarterback, like a top tier, talking MVP status for him. We'll see how far that can go for the season. But you can't, I mean, and all of his.
Yeah.
Now he's got Ertz. Now he gets Ertz as well. Like, come on, really?
Yeah. That's another one. You know, I hate when my friends text me and say, oh, Dodgers are a wrap. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I see that for tonight.
Thanks. I'm still on my show. Bye.
Yeah.
We got the Bears at Tampa Bay.
I need Chris Godwin to do work for my fantasy. That's all I got to say. I need you to do better. Leonard Fournette, you're amazing. Keep studding out like you do. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers on this one.
And I need to keep Leonard Fournette in my arsenal.
Yes, you do.
Like,
yes,
I keep
you do.
Putting him on the bench and
Don't.
Forgetting about this
he
man.
He balls out. Let him.
It's just because there's so many options on this team. You forget that, there's a running back too.
Mm-hmm. So let him keep doing it.
So, as of right now, we only have
We may tie on this one because we're going off the same kind of thing. It's probably
I gotta go Tampa Bay. Although I do like Justin Fields. Like, I do like the kid.
I do like the kid, but the kid is not.
And Tampa has no defense. Like, they really don't have a defense. So I feel like I think if there is anything, it's going to be an over. I don't know about the spread or nothing, but maybe just. I don't know. I have a thing for any given Sunday. Like, there's always one person that busts every ticket, and this could be the one.
Yeah. I just don't
you know these
the
sports books. They be making calls like in the last quarter. Yeah. Like, hang on a second. You're doing too much. We need 6 points or we need five because everybody's putting money on this.
Right.
All right. The Colts at Frisco. I'm going to go with the Colts just because I can't go with the Frisco 49ers.
You're not going to know what, like I said earlier, you're not sure what Jimmy G you're going to get. So.
You know, of course you got Kittles, but it's
sweeter than Skittles.
I think they're still out there running their running back too. Yeah. And I don't know.
I gotta go with Frisco.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. Hey, I get it. I'm just hoping the Indiana can beat them like they beat us.
Yeah.
And then Monday Night Football. I don't know how it is that Seattle gets a Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and a Monday Night Football.
I know, it's so unfair. It's so unfair. It is so unfair.
And at least let us play good for it. At least let's have a quarterback and a running back that can play, actually, to be on this nationwide platform. But, of course, no. It's when we are at our worst.
It's so unfair.
So we got the Saints coming into town on Monday Night Football.
You never know with Geno Smith.
I just need Geno to get his butt together. And, I mean, here's the deal. I tried to give him a full game chance last Sunday. Didn't work out well. I'm going to give him this one last shot. But here's the deal. I hope and pray that if something ain't right, Pete Carroll makes a switch and puts some, you know, make something else happen. Because we're out of running backs, too. So we need him to be able to move because he does move. God, I hope
Alex here's the advantage of the Saints because you have Sean Payton switching out the quarterbacks between Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston. And, you know, Saints are my second team. So I'm going to I would love to see the Seahawks prevail on this. I just with all that you got going on and stacked against you.
Yeah.
I got to roll with the Houdini.
But we also have Gerald Everett back from his COVID stuff. Mm-hmm. So he did get a handful of catches last on Sunday. He's a tight end out there that maybe you want to pick up if, you know, for National Tight End Day on Sunday. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm going to be a little stressed. Man, Monday Night Football. I didn't realize it was going to be Monday Night Football.
It better be a good game is all I ask.
But that works I am going to the Golden Knights game on Sunday night. So that way I'm glad it was another Sunday night game or else I'd be really pissed off that I was missing it or at the game.
Right.
But, yeah. So hopefully it's a good game. Hopefully we stay in it. Hopefully we win. I need Geno to win. I need him to be G-Winno. How about that?
Let's hope. That's all we can do. And our Knights are tied now with the Blues in the second period. It's 1-1.
Oh, yeah. We got to get
– and we got a lot of injuries.
Yeah, Stone's out. Pacioretty's out for like a week or two, if not more. Mm-hmm. Stone's at day-to-day. So I'm hoping that by Sunday, Stone is back because I like
– Yeah, I hope so, too.
Stone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, you guys, that's been our show. We appreciate you. Definitely. One last look for everybody at the end time. If you are listening to our podcast on all podcast platforms, make sure you tune into the YouTube channel. Subscribe at Girl Chat Sports. You can watch and see the pictures that we're posting in the videos to get the full enjoyment. Shout out to
Gabe. I hope everybody screenshot that. You know, just look.
Yes, take a screenshot. Tag us when you post it. You know, take a screenshot, tag us, post it. Let us know that you're enjoying it just like we are. Anyways, we appreciate you all for tuning in. If you have a time still, you're welcome to share the feed with the rest of your followers and friends. And we'd love the support. And until next Wednesday.
Yeah, we're out. See you later.